Let's move a little bit to the south, to Lebanon and the Palestinian refugee camps. There, too, there was strong condemnation of the atrocities, but it was mixed. Many of them remember, in fact, everyone remembers the murderous invasions through the 90s, supported strongly by Clinton. Again, hundreds of thousands of refugees, hundreds of people killed. And there are very few who could possibly have forgotten 1982, when the invasion killed about 20,000 people, half destroyed Beirut. None of this was in self-defense. That's at last being quietly conceded in the United States, at least in the case of the 1982 war. The first recognition that I've seen is in a recent column by James Bennett in the New York Times, January 24th, column on another topic, but if you look in it, he says, he's their Middle East correspondent, he says the goal of the 1982 invasion was to install a friendly regime and destroy Mr. Arafat's Palestinian Liberation Organization. That, the theory went, would help persuade Palestinians to accept Israeli rule in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. That's quite accurate. It was, in fact, 20 years ago already openly called in Israel a war for the occupied territories. And it's quite important. These facts were reported extensively in Israel 20 years ago. They've previously been accessible here only in dissident literature. Of course, all of this was carried out with the decisive military and diplomatic support of the Reagan administration.